This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Oh, I like that.
What's that?
I like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, I still think we can say Happy New Year because we're still in the month of January. So Happy New Year. We are the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. And my name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, welcome to our 100th show, our 100th episode on AM 1380, The Answer, and Money 105.5 FM. It's unbelievable.
Rob, welcome to the 100th show yourself. Man, it has been a wild ride so far and a whole lot of fun.
I definitely agree with you, Frank. And, you know, we just want to remind you listeners out there that if you miss any of the Radio Realtors on AM 1380, The Answer, or Money 105.5 FM, one thing that you can do is you can always tune in to our podcast. And all you got to do is search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
You can also text or call us right now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And whether you're a potential buyer or seller, right, Rob?
That's right, Frank. So we are super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you every single day. So call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we have an exciting 100th episode show for you today, including number one, the power of VA home buyer benefits. And number two, how to negotiate repairs after a home inspection. You know, if you've served in the military, well, God bless you, first of all. And thank you
for your service.
Thank you for your service. But if you've served in the military or you're currently serving in the military and you need a mortgage, then a VA loan might be just right for you, whether you're buying a home or you're refinancing. VA loans are one of the most powerful mortgage options on the market for veterans, active military, and even surviving spouses. And the power behind the VA loan comes from a few very important financial benefits that are not usually found in other mortgage types. And these advantages compared to different loan options are a huge reason why the VA loan volume has grown considerably over the last 15 years.
And Rob, this historic benefit program has helped millions of veterans, service members, and military families achieve the dream of home ownership.
That's right, Frank. And as a result, VA loan use has increased greatly since the Great Recession. And these mortgage loans are truly, I mean, and I am serious about this, they are truly one of the best mortgage products on the market today.
So, in honor of our 100th show on AM 1380 and Money 105.5 FM, we're going to take a deeper look at the most significant VA loan advantages.
It is exciting. 100 shows. And thanks for being on the journey with me, Frank.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Robbie.
We are going to have fun today and talk about VA loan advantages. And we're also going to answer some questions. If you'd like, you can text us or call us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Text us in your questions or give us a call and we'll try to get you on the air. But that's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. So let's cover these great benefits of VA mortgage loans, Frank.
Yeah, VA benefit number one is there is no down payment.
Yeah, by far the single largest benefit of the VA loan is that qualified veterans can purchase without a down payment. And this is a huge advantage because it allows veterans and service members to buy homes without having to spend years saving for that typical lump sum payment.
Right, and look at it this way. The minimum down payment amount on an FHA loan is 3.5%, and for conventional financing, it's often 5%.
So on a $400,000 mortgage, a military borrower would need to come up with like $14,000 in cash if they were doing an FHA loan, and $20,000 for a typical conventional loan. And those can be significant sums of cash for your average military buyer, or anybody for that matter.
Yeah, and saving money and building credit can be, well, it can be hard sometimes for service members who are constantly on the move.
Yeah, so let us repeat. With the VA loan, qualified borrowers can finance 100% of the home's value without putting down a single cent.
That is truly amazing.
It sure is. So what is benefit number two, Frank?
VA benefit number two, there's no private mortgage insurance, or PMI.
So private mortgage insurance, or PMI, is insurance that protects lenders in case the borrower defaulting. And many conventional lenders require borrowers to pay that monthly PMI unless they can put down at least 20%, which can be challenging for anybody, but especially veterans, like you said, that are on the move.
But conventional borrowers will need to pay this monthly fee until they build a 20% equity in the home. And FHA loans feature their own form of monthly mortgage insurance.
Yeah, but unlike conventional and FHA loans, VA loans, they don't require monthly mortgage insurance, and no private mortgage insurance means veterans who secure a VA loan, you are going to save thousands of dollars in mortgage insurance costs over the life of your loan.
No PMI allows veterans to stretch their buying power and save. Check out these PMI savings per month.
Yeah, let's take a look at these.
Okay, so loan amount, $350,000. Your monthly savings is about $268 a month.
That's pretty significant.
Loan amount, $400,000, you save about $304 a month.
Now check this out. If you had a $450,000 loan amount, you save about $345 a month. And $500,000 loan amount would save you around $380 a month not having that PMI. So that is a huge savings that you get with a VA loan.
Yes, sir. All right. So VA benefit number three, competitive interest rates.
So Frank, here is another big way the VA loan program saves veterans money: having the lowest average fixed rates on the housing market. It's amazing.
That's true, Rob. I mean, VA loans have had the lowest average 30-year fixed rate on the market for the last 6 years.
Yeah, and VA interest rates are typically 0.5% to 1% lower than conventional interest rates, Frank.
And Rob, lower interest rates help veterans save every month and over the life of their loan.
Right. Bottom line is lower interest rates equal more savings. So on a loan amount of $350,000 with the savings from 0.5% better interest rate, you would save over $34,000 for the life of that loan.
And on a loan amount of $450,000 with the savings from the 0.5% better interest rate, you would save almost $44,000.
Right. And then on a loan amount, $350,000 with the savings from a 1% better interest rate, you would save over $67,000.
And on a loan amount of $450,000 with the savings from a 1% better interest rate, you would save over $86,000.
$86,000. So, I mean, obviously, if you go higher, you're going to be saving even more money. So VA benefit number four is relaxed credit requirements. You know, since the Department of Veterans Affairs only oversees the loan program and does not issue the loans, the agency does not set or enforce credit score minimums. However, most VA lenders use credit score benchmarks to help assess a borrower's risk of default.
And Rob, credit score cutoffs can vary, but the minimums are normally lower than what the borrower needs for the conventional mortgages.
Right, and veterans don't need anything near perfect credit to get home financing at these competitive interest rates.
And VA loans are also more forgiving when bouncing back after a bankruptcy or closure or short sale.
Yeah, so we've got some more benefits coming up, but we need to go to break right now for our 100th show because we've got to pay the bills here. But if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, please do give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That is 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
I feel good!
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTHEXflooring.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you feel like you've been priced out of the greater Sacramento housing market, I have some great news for you. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento. It offers brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom solar-owned homes that start in the high $300,000 range. They have granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious lots, and they're close to nice amenities such as shopping, restaurants, and parks. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with EXP Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. We can get you exclusive access, a private tour, and special buyer incentives. We can also help you reserve your new home with just a small deposit. And get this, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and even investors are welcome. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 0140-6275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Here we go. All right. Welcome back to the Radio Realtors 100th episode show. Woo-hoo! We are celebrating. If we could shoot those cannons that shoot confetti, if I had a couple of those right now, I would be just like, pew, pew.
Janitor would be really.
They upset. Would yeah. not be happy yeah. with us because yeah. that takes a long time, especially if it has glitter in it. That is a no bueno situation. But we are celebrating our 100th show. I almost said 100th anniversary, but this is our 100th show, our 100th yeah. episode, our 100th anniversary, which we would be very old. But anyway, we're excited to be here. We are the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. And we're coming to you, as always, from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are talking to you about the power of VA home buyer loans.
Rob, could I say something real quick?
You've got the power.
I love that we're doing this segment.
It's a great segment.
I'll tell you, yeah. because you and I have never been in the military.
That is true.
Although I did work for UPS for 11 years. So that
did it feel like the military a little bit?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. But I just can't say enough of what they do for us. It's because of what they did and their sacrifice that we're able to do what we do.
You know what? Here. And I would agree with that. So God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All that you military families, those men and women that have served in the military, surviving spouses. I mean, we just feel for you and we are very grateful for your sacrifice, whether it was time or I know some paid the ultimate sacrifice yep. and we can never repay you, but we just want to say we appreciate you and thank you. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the show today,
yep.
talking about the power of VA home buyer benefits, because there literally is no better loan program out there. And you know what? If you're eligible for it, you earned it, you deserve it, and we want to help you with it for sure. So VA benefit number one is there's no down payment. I mean, that is probably one of the most glorious things about it. We don't have to go too much deeper into it. I mean, no down payment, it means you pretty much don't have to come out of pocket with anything for your down payment whatsoever. Number two is, as a VA benefit, is there's no PMI or private mortgage insurance. Most of the time on mortgage loans that you do not put at least 20% down, you are going to pay some sort of mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
And the savings are significant. I mean, we went through that. I mean, it was up to almost $400 a month savings. And then when you go beyond like $500,000, I mean, it's going to increase from there. So no PMI on your VA loans either. Benefit number three was you've got competitive interest rates. A good amount of the time, the interest rates for VA loans are a half to even a percentage better than conventional rates. So it's a great thing. Lower interest rates means more savings for you as a VA buyer. And then VA benefit number four is relaxed credit requirements. And so there are credit score cutoffs and minimums normally with a lot of different loans. Well, with VA, they're a little bit more relaxed. And so if you've had maybe a bankruptcy or a foreclosure or a short sale in your past, you still enjoy all the benefits that the average VA buyer would enjoy. Now, VA benefit number five is closing cost limits. All mortgages out there come with fees and closing costs, but the VA actually limits what veterans can be charged when it comes to these expenses.
Yeah, Rob. In fact, some costs and fees must be covered by other parties in the transaction, and these safeguards help make homeownership affordable for qualified home buyers.
Yeah, that's right. And VA borrowers can ask a seller to pay all of their loan-related closing costs and up to 4% in concessions, which can cover things like prepaid taxes and insurance, paying off collections and judgments, and more.
And there's no guarantee the seller will agree to that request, but veterans can certainly ask during the negotiation process.
You know, and what's amazing, Frank, is the secret home community that we talked about last week that is just a short drive to Lincoln, 30 minutes from downtown Sacramento. You know, you can get into those homes as a veteran with zero down, $0 down. And you still have time to see that community if you call the Radio Realtors.
That's right. Give us a call right now. 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
All right. VA benefit number six is VA loans are a lifetime benefit. And one of the most common misconceptions about the VA mortgage program is that it's a one-time benefit deal.
Oh, but veterans who qualify for a VA loan can also use the program over and over again, and the benefit never ever expires.
And don't think that using your home loan benefit decades ago means you're no longer eligible either.
Like you said, Rob, it's a lifetime benefit.
That's right. So VA benefit number seven is VA loans allow for multiple forms of income. This is awesome because verifying income is an essential step in the VA loan process, as it is with any other type of loan. But lenders want to make sure you, as the prospective borrower, can comfortably afford your new monthly mortgage payment.
Luckily, many VA lenders will accept multiple forms of income. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. And while salaries and wages are the most common forms, lenders may also count other things as effective income, like basic allowance for housing. We talked about that with our rep out at the Secret Home Community, right? disability pay and even retirement income.
And while those are some of the more common effective incomes, other types of military income are counted as well.
That's right, Frank. So you can include things like subsistence and clothing allowances, hazard pay, overseas pay, and even imminent danger pay.
VA benefit number eight, there are a variety of VA loan types.
Yeah, many veterans are surprised to hear how many financing options the VA loan benefit has.
Yeah, not only can veterans purchase a home with their VA loan benefit, but they can also make energy efficient upgrades, take equity out of their home, and refinance into a lower interest rate.
Yeah, right, Frank. There are VA purchase loans, and that's one of the most commonly used financing options by veterans. And veterans use this type of loan to purchase a primary residence, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So there are also VA interest rate reduction refinance loans, or they're called IRRRLs, and they're sometimes referred to as a VA streamline refinance. And these are an excellent option for veterans who want to lock in a lower interest rate or refinance out of an adjustable rate VA loan.
This option is only for veterans with active VA loans.
Yeah, and then there's the VA cash out refinance, which is for veterans who want to take equity out of their home in return for cash.
VA loan holders can use this money to pay off debt, make home improvements, or in a case of an emergency.
Right, and veterans can use this to refinance non-VA mortgages as well.
And there's also a VA Energy Efficient Mortgage, or EEM, which are great options that veteran home buyers have to potentially reduce the cost of their utilities.
Yeah, and investing in energy efficient upgrades at the onset of purchasing your home can ultimately lower your heating and cooling and other energy-related expenses in the future. And homeowners may be able to finance qualified energy efficiency improvements into their home.
VA benefit number 9, there are no loan limits any longer.
Right, Frank. And this is a cool one. While VA loan limits used to be enforced for all veteran home buyers, that is no longer the case. Now veterans with their full VA loan entitlement can borrow as much as they can afford without the need for a down payment.
Yeah, Rob, VA loans limits were repealed in 2020. That means the VA mortgage program, arguably the best financing available, is now better.
That's true. That's true, Frank. And repealing those VA loan limits makes housing more affordable for veterans, especially those in high-cost metro areas. VA borrows, like in the San Francisco area, for example, the Bay Area, maybe Granite Bay and some of those areas, they're going to find that zero down payment VA loans of $1 million or more are indeed possible. Now, it looks like we're getting some texts on the Radio Realtors hotline.
Yeah, I want to get to the questions because people are calling in.
Yeah, so as soon as we get back from break, we're going to get right into that, right? So give us a call if you have any questions or text us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And we'll be back right after this. Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs first and foremost are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Are you considering selling your home, but you feel it needs some repairs to help you get top dollar? And maybe you don't have the time, money, or even energy to do it yourself? Well, if so, we can help. We have an amazing program called the Radio Realtors Quick Fix and List Option, where we'll pay up to $30,000 to do the repairs for you and then list your home and get you multiple offers. What kind of things can we do to help get the most money for your home? Maybe new exterior or interior paint, new flooring, new landscaping, a bathroom update, or even a complete kitchen remodel. We will do whatever it takes to help you get the most money for your home. No other realtors offer the quick fix and list option. Get the price you deserve for your home. Call today, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, consigliere of real estate.
And we, in honor of our 100th episode, we just feel very patriotic today.
Yeah.
And we are paying homage to our veterans out there.
God bless you, all men and women.
Yes. And we're talking about the power of VA home buyer benefits. And I think we just went through nine of your best benefits for a VA loan. And we're going to our phone line, our text line right now, and we're going to be answering some questions, right?
Brian? Yeah.
So what do we got?
The first question texted to the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO is from Kathy, and she's in Rockland, and Kathy wants to know, what is the best VA loan benefit?
Well, Kathy, I think that's a very good question. I think that the benefits are in the eyes of the beholder, but I think everyone's financial situation is different. However, a lot of people would say that that $0 down payment would be the top VA benefit, but there's many, right?
Yeah. All right. The next question is from David in Marysville, and he's asking this question. Are VA loans better than conventional?
Wow. This is putting us on the spot.
Tough one.
But it is a tough question. Yeah. That's a good question, Frank. And the answer, I think, is it depends on the individual home buyer. However, VA loans typically, they do have lower interest rates than conventional loans. They require no down payment. And in addition to that, VA loans don't have that PMI or their mortgage insurance. So no mortgage insurance means you have more buying power.
Okay, sorry we're going fast, folks, but we have another question came in from Teresa in Sacramento. Teresa wants to know if there are any benefits to sellers to accept a VA buyer.
All right, this is a great one. Thanks so much for sending that in, Teresa. So years ago, I would have said that my answer is no. It wasn't a good thing for sellers. VA loan processing took a minimum of like 45 days, and there were also issues with appraisals and even required repairs.
Wow, things are different now with VA loans, aren't they?
Well, that is true, Frank. In our preferred mortgage lenders, they can close a VA loan in 21 days or less. I think the average with both of our preferred mortgage lenders is about 17 days on a VA loan. But the main benefit to sellers is that a VA buyer, they're about as safe a bet as you can find. And additionally, the VA doesn't require sellers to pay for anything on behalf of a VA buyer now.
That's right. Closing costs are always a matter of negotiation between buyer and seller.
That's right.
So our last question comes from Karen in Carmichael, and she wants to know if you can buy a new construction home with your VA benefit.
And this is my favorite question of them all. Absolutely, you can buy a new construction home, a new build home. In fact, we have spoken about a new home community just a little ways from Lincoln and Roseville, North Natomas and downtown Sacramento, where homes are starting in like the $375,000 and up to maybe about $450,000 range for three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes, 3-2, 4-2, solar-owned homes, no HOA, you know, and VA buyers are welcome, and our listeners can get exclusive access and tours to this community. And you can get that access right away. We could get you in this weekend, this week, so give us a call, or you can text us the word secret, but give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or you can text the word secret to that same number, 833-32-RADIO. And it doesn't just work for this community, but it works for almost any new build community. The home has to be being built or in the process. It can't be not built yet.
Yeah.
So there are some intricacies with buying a new home in a new build community with a VA loan, but that's why you want to work with the Radio Realtors, because we know all the ins and outs. We have the best, absolute best lenders on the planet, in my opinion, Frank.
Oh, the last loan I had, VA, Jeff Compton closed it in 17 days.
17 days.
17 days.
That's right. You know, so if you are a VA buyer, if you're any buyer for that matter, but I'm really talking to you VA buyers right now, you have so many options. And with the right lender, with the right realtors, and with the right options that no other realtors have, we can help you. And we're helping veterans and everybody get into homes right now. But the VA loan is one of the best loan options out there. And in the past, it's been difficult for you VA buyers because you're putting nothing down. There's some things with the appraisal.
A lot of red tape.
There's some hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it is a great loan option. And it just sometimes takes somebody with experience to help you navigate that so you can get the home that you want. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, we're going to navigate into our second part of our show. And, you know, if you're buying a home, you're going to want to know how to negotiate repairs after a home inspection. You know, after all, odds are that even that perfect house that appears to be your dream home, I did use finger italics there, Frank.
Yep.
It's going to have some issues. And home sellers may be open to the idea of repairing some of these items with the right persuasion. So once your reliable home inspector examines this potential purchase and sends you to the report, what should you say to the sellers from there?
Well, we're going to tell you how to negotiate repairs after a home inspection on today's show.
I can't wait.
So that leads us right into tip number one for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is review the report with the Radio Realtors.
That's right. So yeah, once you receive the report from your home inspector, you're going to want to send a copy to us. We have the experience in this area and we can make recommendations as to what repairs or concessions you should ask for.
Yeah, we also have a good sense of what the seller would be willing to do to complete the sale.
And some of that depends on the market, Frank.
Yep. So tip number two for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is prioritize repairs by cost and severity.
Severity. I like that word. I don't know
like
why.
That?
That's a good word.
Yeah.
So a home inspection report will reveal issues both large and small. Critical issues such as faulty wiring or a leaky roof should probably take priority over minor issues.
So you want to make a list of the things you consider deal breakers.
Right.
Things that make you walk away from the deal if they aren't fixed or otherwise compensated for.
Right. And then you want to make a separate list, I think, of items that you would like to have taken care of, but you could live with or maybe even fix them yourself if you had to.
So tip number three for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is pick your battles.
You can pick your nose and you can pick your battles, but you can't pick your battles' noses. That's what I heard before. Or is that friends? It's friends. Sorry. Okay. You know,
Where are you going on that one?
I don't really know. So, but, you know, sometimes when you're live in the studio, you just let it fly, right?
Yep.
You know, it may be tempting for you to start nickel and diming the sellers so that your new home can be as perfect as possible when you move in. But this is just not a very practical approach, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. We recommend concentrating your time and attention on major structural issues rather than cosmetic ones.
Yeah, so if a cracked electrical outlet faceplate is bugging you or one of the bedrooms could use some fresh paint, you know, head to Home Depot or Lowe's instead of adding those things to a long laundry list of repair requests.
Besides, Rob, in this market, crazy repair requests will no doubt just annoy the seller.
Right, Frank. So which repairs fall into the need versus the want categories?
Well, these items seem to be of the most important to our clients. Number one, HVAC issues.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's heating and air conditioning, right?
Number two, plumbing issues like poor water pressure or leaks.
Yeah, no, I don't like a shower that is just dripping on you.
No.
Right? It's like Chinese water torture. Yeah. Yeah. Number three is broken appliances. Number four is roofing. And what's number five?
Drainage issues.
Right. Okay. So what's necessary and what's not is going to depend on where you are, the contract you've negotiated, and whether your financing is contingent on certain repairs being made.
The more specifics and backup information you can provide, the better. This is why home inspection is so important. It helps when sellers hear it from a pro.
Yeah, and this is also why we only recommend one company for home inspections, and that's Golden State Home Inspections. Craig Iden, he's the owner. He has assembled a great team of inspectors
over
there.
Good. They really are.
Yeah, and they're all over Northern California, Bay Area, Greater Sacramento area, and no other company has more detailed and thorough reports.
They're the best. What's their website, Rob?
Yeah, it's easy, Frank. It's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Okay, GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
That's right, GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Don't forget them. You want to use them. Now, we got to go to break before we get to tip number four. The show, our 100th show, is moving fast. So don't go anywhere. Give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZotexFlooring.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com, Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you feel like you've been priced out of the greater Sacramento housing market, I have some great news for you. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento. It offers brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom solar-owned homes that start in the high $300,000 range. They have granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious lots, and they're close to nice amenities such as shopping, restaurants, and parks. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with EXP Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. We can get you exclusive access, a private tour, and special buyer incentives. We can also help you reserve your new home with just a small deposit. And get this, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and even investors are welcome. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 0140-6275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Well, Frank, as our favorite escrow officer says, woohoo, Mountain Dew. It's our 100th show. It's our 100th episode.
She does say that.
She does say that. So a shout out to Debbie Kershey from Stewart Title.
I love her.
She's one of our favorite people out there.
The best.
Yeah, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We're coming down the home stretch. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. It is our 100th show. And
we're doing it for the vets.
We're doing it for the vets and all of you listeners, but we wanted to celebrate you veterans out there. We're talking about the VA benefits and the power of the VA mortgage loans. And by the way, I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And our second topic today is how to negotiate repairs after you get that home inspection done. And hopefully you have that home inspection done by our favorite people, Golden State Home Inspections. Craig Iden over there is one of the best people I know. He's assembled a great team. They have the best reports available.
Yeah, folks, we use them all the time.
Oh, we do.
And we're picky.
Yeah, we are definitely picky.
We're difficult sometimes.
Yeah, no, and the great thing about them is all of their inspectors are phenomenal. And we've even had the owner, Craig, come out and do an inspection as well. So it's pretty, pretty awesome. So we're going to kind of go through the first couple of tips just to kind of give you a recap. By the way, if you've missed any of our show, always go to our podcast. You can find the podcast anywhere podcasts are available. It is the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese. But you can even go to our website, theradiorealtors.com, and click on the podcast link, and bingo, bango, boingo, you're right there. Tip number one on how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is review the report with us, the Radio Realtors. Let us give you some direction there to make recommendations to what repairs or concessions you should ask for. Tip number two was prioritize repairs by cost and severity. You know, you want to make a list of the things that you feel are deal breakers and a list of things that you would like to have done, but you could probably do them yourself or have a handyman, you know, come on in and take care of it. Now, tip number three for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is pick your battles and pick them carefully, because you don't want to die on something really, really small.
Yeah.
If it's like a roof problem or it's an electrical issue.
Yeah,
or
health and safety.
HVAC is like, let's say the HVAC is shot, you know, and not working, you know, but just because like a house has an older electrical panel or maybe it has an older HVAC system does not mean that you can negotiate a brand new electrical panel and a brand new HVAC system if they work properly, right? So just be careful. And that's why it's good to talk to us first.
Yeah.
So we can help you out. Now, Frank, what is tip number four?
Tip number four, how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is request concessions for major items.
Yeah. When it comes to serious concerns like sagging foundations, a decrepit old roof, malfunctioning HVAC systems, or mold, you should seek some form of concession from the seller, right?
Right. You can ask for them to complete the repairs as a condition of closing the deal, but in many cases, the seller will reduce the sale price instead.
Yeah, and you might also consider asking for a cash credit at closing if your lender will allow it. Time is often of the essence for both sides, the buyer and the seller, in a real estate transaction. So getting a reduction in price to compensate for the cost of repairs, that's often preferred by everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty common with most people, wouldn't you say, Rob?
I would.
Okay, tip number five for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is get quotes from contractors.
Yeah, the next challenge is pinning down how much the repairs should cost. Home inspections do not provide repair estimates most of the time, so you're going to need to get your own quotes from contractors to gauge how much you'll need if you agree to take a price reduction in lieu of the seller making repairs.
And the good thing is you can share any quotes you receive with the seller to justify the amount of the reduction or cash you request for repairs.
Right. So tip number six for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is take the market into consideration.
Are you shopping in a buyer's market or a seller's market? If you're in a seller's market, be aware of asking too much or being too nitpicky.
That's right. And we kind of are in most areas in a seller's market right now. So if the seller received multiple offers, for example, then you don't have much leverage when asking for an abundance of repairs.
Okay. Tip number seven for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is know what as is means.
Yeah, Frank, many sellers will list their house as is. So take this as a clear signal that the seller really isn't interested in the hassle of making repairs themselves.
However, Rob, that doesn't mean that our listeners and clients shouldn't ask for money off the contract price if significant issues are uncovered, right?
I totally agree, Frank. And that's all a part of the negotiation using the Radio Realtors here at eXp Realty.
Tip number eight for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is work on your poker face.
Well, all right, Lady Gaga. You know, this is crucial because when you're in the presence of the seller's agent, try to keep talk of your aspirations to a minimum.
I think. For example, if you talk too much about all the renovations you plan to make, the listing agent will likely share this with the seller.
I know I would. So, and then the seller might be reluctant to provide much for repairs since they know you're planning to make costly upgrades anyway.
Yeah. Tip number 9 for how to negotiate repairs after your home inspection is know when to walk away.
This is rare with our home buyers. However, if you can't reach an agreement with the seller regarding repairs, the home inspection contingency clause in your contract, it means that you can walk away from the deal and you can still get your earnest money deposit back.
That's right, Rob. If a seller won't accommodate your repair request to your satisfaction, then you are likely better off finding a different home that meets your standards.
Yeah, and that happens on occasion. But yeah. You know, the bottom line is negotiating after a home inspection for repairs, it can be a pretty complicated process. However, both parties have an interest in coming to an agreement. So you're going to want to make reasonable requests and be flexible around how concessions are made. And if all else fails, you can back out of the deal.
So, Rob, we have a few questions on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. The first one is from...
Is that why Phil was trying to get our attention?
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention, but you were.
Yeah, he was jumping up and down and waving his arms.
Yeah, so we didn't look at the computer.
I thought there was a plane landing in the building or something.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
So this first one is from Jesus in Tahoe Park. He's asking, what is reasonable to ask after a home inspection?
That's a great question, Jesus. Well, it is reasonable to ask the seller to make major repairs that address those health, safety, and structural issues, and even building code violations.
And the seller may offer cash or a discount in lieu of making repairs, right, Rob?
Right, Frank.
Okay, so here's another question. They're coming in hot and heavy today. It's from Lori in Folsom. She's asking, does a seller have to fix everything that comes up on a home inspection?
This is a good one, Lori. And the answer is, a seller is under no obligation to fix anything that comes up during a home inspection. However, they are pretty much most of the time often willing to make certain fixes so they don't lose the potential buyer.
I agree. Negotiating after a home inspection is important for buyers and sellers in order to come to an agreement that both parties are happy with.
So true. So true.
So here's another question. This is from James in Roseville. He is asking, what should I be worried about during a home inspection?
Well, some of the most serious issues, James, that comes up during a home inspection include electrical wiring, plumbing, the foundation, HVAC, sometimes mold. I have only seen like that crazy black mold twice in my entire life.
Yeah.
And then roofing, of course. And
okay. So, yeah. Rob, do we have time for one more question?
I think so. Phil is giving us the thumbs up.
Okay. So this is from Dan in Sacramento, and he says he tuned in late to the show, but wants to know who the Radio Realtors recommend for a home inspection and a pest inspection.
Wow. That is a great question, too. So one thing to remind you, first of all, is if you missed any of our show, you can always catch us on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right?
Yeah, and you can find us anywhere you can find podcasts.
That is right. So, Dan, the only two companies we recommend right now and use for our home inspections and pest inspections are Golden State Home Inspections for the home inspection and Defender Termite and Pest Management for the pest inspection. Both of these companies are the absolute best, whether you're a potential buyer or you're a seller.
You can find Golden State Home Inspections at goldenstatehomeinspections.com and Defender Termite at defenderpest.com.
One thing just also mention about Defender Pest, Frank, is that they do just like pest management too. So if you want to have them come and spray for bugs, do all those things, they even can keep your lawn green. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff for pest management to make sure that your whole house is free of pests, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
They are the real deal. So once again, goldenstatehomeinspections.com for the whole house inspection, Defender Termite and Pest Management, defenderpest.com for the pest report, your pest management, all those things. And last but not least, the Radio Realtors, we just want to let you know that we have more options than any other realtors out there if you're buying or you're selling. So why not reach out to us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Hey, Rob. We also have to thank the listeners for making this the 100th show too.
Yes.
So thanks to all of you who take time out of your weekends and the podcast during the week to listen to us, because we do this for you.
We do this for you, and, yep. And we want to work with you. And we've met several of you just recently showing you that new exclusive home community and got to shake hands and, you know, practice social distancing.
They didn't think we were coming out.
No, they didn't think that we were coming out. So if you want to see that super secret home community that is in the $370,000 range for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 4-bedroom, 2-bath home community, solar owned, that is just a short drive away from the Lincoln area.
And there's more benefits we can't share with you.
And there's more benefits because it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
But if you want to check that place out before anybody else, give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. And once again, thank you for allowing us to do what we do best and helping us with our 100th show. God bless you all. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this show, Frank.
Make it a great week, everybody.
If you feel like you've been priced out of the greater Sacramento housing market, I have some great news for you. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento. It offers brand new 3-bedroom and 4-bedroom solar-owned homes that start in the high $300,000 range. They have granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious lots, and they're close to nice amenities such as shopping, restaurants, and parks. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with EXP Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. We can get you exclusive access, a private tour, and special buyer incentives. We can also help you reserve your new home with just a small deposit. And get this, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and even investors are welcome. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 0140-6275. So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com. With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hi, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Are you considering selling your home, but you feel it needs some repairs to help you get top dollar? And maybe you don't have the time, money, or even energy to do it yourself? Well, if so, we can help. We have an amazing program called the Radio Realtors Quick Fix and List Option, where we'll pay up to $30,000 to do the repairs for you and then list your home and get you multiple offers. What kind of things can we do to help get the most money for your home? Maybe new exterior or interior paint, new flooring, new landscaping, a bathroom update, or even a complete kitchen remodel. We will do whatever it takes to help you get the most money for your home. No other realtors offer the quick fix and list option. Get the price you deserve for your home. Call today, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.